This is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly. And this afternoon, we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is a senior psychotherapist and a life and relationship coach from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to our show, Dr. Martha Latz. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Latz. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I am just wonderful. Muriel, and yourself?
Very good, thank you. It's Tuesday. We don't have any rain, so I'm a happy bunny right now. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
And what's the weather like where you are? I'm only imagining how wonderful it must be.
It's nice and sunny, and it's about 90 degrees today.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I think I'll take my 50 degrees.
Right. You have to break out the sunscreen down here right now.
Yeah, I like the sun, but I'm from England. That's like when we fry eggs outside. We're good.
Yes.
So today, Dr. Latz, what we're talking about today is we're going to talk basically a little bit about effective communication. And I hear this all too often. There are so many misunderstandings in the workplace, at home, school, so many different places with communication. Two people saying the same things, but hearing something different, and therefore, boom, everything falls out of place. Effective communication, what do we need to do to be effective when we communicate with people?
To be effective in communication, we need to listen carefully. Listen to how they structure their sentences and how they structure. Are they a feeling talker when they talk to you, or are they a thinker? And the thing of it is to not be afraid to check it out. If you're not understanding, it's always good to get clarification. I'm not understanding that, or I heard you say this, and to be able to check it out. When in doubt, check it out. When in doubt, wait it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to talk about the listening skills, because I grew up, my dad always said to me, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. He wants you to do twice as much listening as talking. I don't know if that was directed just specifically towards me,
that's an old-fashioned statement. Yes, exactly. I'm sorry I overtalked you.
No. I was going to say that is very important to listen more than we actually talk.
That's true, but for effective communication, there's a lot more that goes in and not just words. It's body language. Is the person leaning into you? Is the person leaning away from you? Does the person respond? Believe it or not, a non-response is communicating. That's a communication. So there's a lot more that goes into effective communication. Is the person hungry? Are you hungry? Are you tired? Those are all elements in effective communication. Which a lot of people don't even think about.
So when you say hungry, you mean actually hungry, hungry.
Hungry,
that makes a difference?
Yes, it does. If you're too anything, too hungry, too cold, too thirsty, too hot, too sad, you may use words or a tone that is not really what you're trying to get across, but it is received as harsh or not committal don't bother me now type of thing when you're too anything. So that's something to think about. If you have something that is extremely important, make sure that, you know, you're not too hungry, or you're not too cold, or you're not too thirsty. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And I'll tell you why. It's funny you should say that, because first of all, when you were saying that, I was like, okay, what would I do if I was too hungry? And I was like, if I'm too hungry, I'm going to be basically talking really fast to try and get out of there as quickly as possible so I can go and feed my stomach. That's what I would be doing. I'd be like, blah, 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 because I'm like, okay, on my mind, I need to go and eat. I need to go and eat. Right. And then the other thing is also, I think about it, like growing up in England, people are always like, oh, the English, you're not very polite. You know, people like, they do things so fast, like, you know, and I'm like, you don't understand. It rains so much. We're always trying to get from A to B without getting drenched. And it's nothing more than, you know, we need to move quickly. We have another downpour, the fifth one of the day, you know.
And
that's what it is. You're moving quickly because of the situation.
And that's important to know. Did you catch somebody in between appointments? Did you catch someone in between going down the hall to meet with someone else? There's so much that goes into communication that we're taking in so much information. We're taking in body language. We're taking in, do we recognize that person coming from afar? If a person's, you know, shouting at you, you're like, okay, is this a person that I recognize? Is this a person I don't recognize? What's going on? So, you know, you're absorbing all sorts of information, and at the same time, you're also communicating, just like you said, running between raindrops and downpours. It's like, I really want to talk to you, but, you know, I'm getting drenched here. I don't have my umbrella with me. I have to pick up my child from school and, you know, I'll call you later type of thing, but I can't stop now. So, yeah, there's a lot.
Now, when people come in and seek your help, et cetera, is that one of the main things that people find they're lacking, is being able to communicate effectively? Do people ever not realize, but actually that's the wall that's stopping them to get to the next phase in their life or their career?
Oh, absolutely. When we start going through the different components that make up effective communication, what usually happens is, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, you mean when he sat back in the chair, it was because I was coming at him with feelings and he's a thinking person? I didn't really realize that. I didn't realize that, you know, if they pull forward, that they're really engaged in the conversation. There's just a, you know, when we start talking about that, it's just like a real eye opener for them. It's like it makes it so simple, but yet we're not really taught that. We're not really taught to think that. You know, in school, information is disseminated to us as we're going through our schooling, and we're really supposed to just absorb it. But then when we get out into the real world, we're supposed to also impart information and dialogue back and forth, and it's like, ah, you know, I've got to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, it's important. Yeah, and they just sit there and their eyes are just wide open, and it's like deer in headlight type of thing when they realize that, you know, there's just, you know, all they have to do is watch the tone. I had just a quick anecdotal thing that I wanted to say about that. I had a gentleman come in and said, you know, my wife has three different tones, and I always feel like I'm low on the totem pole. So then I asked him about the different tones. He says she has a tone that when she talks to her friends, she has her business tone, and then she has a tone that is just matter of fact, I'm too busy, don't bother me. And I said, well, which tone would you like her to use with you? And he said, the friend tone. And she's sitting there, and she says, I didn't realize that. And then there were real examples of when, and she actually thought, I can understand that. I can understand how you picked up that business tone, that I was there, I was short on time, and I just wanted to do boom, 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 boom. Here's the bullet points. So it's fascinating. I love it.
Right, and that's what happens. Is I feel like sometimes that's something that we do, and it's that familiarity, it's that comfort that we have with certain individuals in our lives, such as your partner, your spouse, you know, your parents, your siblings, etc. When you are so familiar with somebody, you kind of like let yourself go and you don't always think about how you're communicating with them. But later on, that itself can build barriers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And there's a rule of thumb. There's a rule that I always have is, where's the politeness? Are you still polite with your partner? Do you say please? Do you say thank you? You know, when they do something, just even as simple as, you know, getting you something to drink, should you be sitting there, you wanted a glass of ice water or something, and they come, they anticipated that, and they offer you that, have it ready. Do you say thank you? Please, right. And thank you. When politeness and kindness leave the relationship and we take the people for granted, that has a deafening silent effect on communication. It can just shut down communication.
Right. Absolutely. And as you say again, it's like body language and everything. I'm trying to think. I saw this this film like many years ago, and it was I think maybe it was a De Niro film, and it was something based in Brooklyn or Queens or somewhere. I can't remember exactly where, but it was a whole thing about this kid. And, you know, I think his father told him about this girl, how you decide if a girl is a nice girl, like you should be dating her or not, is when, like, say, for instance, if she's in the car and you go and you get a couple of coffees and you bring it back, you know, does she sit there and watch you struggle to get in without spilling the coffees, or does she lean over and try and attempt to open the door from the inside so that you don't spill your coffee everywhere, you know? And depending on what she does, is like whether or not she's a keeper or not. And again, it sounds so silly because it was just a film, but as you're saying now, these are all communication, because she's communicating now with her body. She's making the movement over, like, you know, an uncomfortable movement in order to help that person out.
Correct. That's so important. Also, what would, just in your example, what would be communicated is she a team player? You know, does she, you know, is she a self-motivator? Or is she someone waiting to be served or taken care of? You know, and is that the type of partner you want? The whole idea behind all levels, that's to know what goes into effective communication, is workshops can be built around it, and I know that there are several workshops, especially, you know, in the corporate center, but just on a personal level. You know, and is your partner a morning person or a night person? You know, if you're trying to communicate important information because you're a morning person, or as they call it, a lark, and your partner is a night owl or a night person, and you're trying to disseminate important information, they're not going to pick it up. Not because they don't want to, but they're not awake yet.
Right. All right. I want to take a very, very quick commercial break before we go any further. But just to let everyone know that the film that I was thinking about there was called A Bronx Tale. Yes, I got it.
Yay!
I'll sleep well tonight. So for all our listeners out there, just remind you, our guest this afternoon is Dr. Martha Latz, and she's the owner at Unique Therapy Center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Many of us want to find a way to help others, a way to give a little back out of the much that we've been blessed with. St. Joseph Catholic Church sends many needy students home for the weekend with food that they might not have been able to eat without the church's help. Their Backpack Buddies program feeds these children at a cost of about $1,000 every week. Give these children something on their plates and give their parents the peace of mind of not having to worry about their children going hungry. Go to stjosephjasper.com or visit their Facebook and Twitter at St. Joe Jasper. Contact Mike directly at mike@stjosephjasper.com or call 812-482-1805. St. Joseph Catholic Church, food for every child. New Day Yoga and Wellness LLC. Stress, anxiety, the daily grind with no time. It is time to unwind with a new day. No matter your age, come to New Day, where yoga and wellness are reborn. You will look better, feel better, even have more energy. This is a new brand of yoga that even healthcare professionals can get behind. Come to New Day for the new you. Call 715-579-8545. Email Linda at newdayyogawellness.com. Go to newdayyogawellness.com. New Day Yoga and Wellness LLC. Relax, renew, re-energize.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest this afternoon is a senior psychotherapist and life and relationship coach from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to our show, Dr. Martha Latz. Welcome back, Dr. Latz. So we're talking today about effective communication. I wanted to find out from you, do you deal just primarily with individuals, or do you also deal, obviously I know you deal with couples because you mentioned them before, but is it just individuals that come to you personally, or do you ever have companies or organizations that seek your help as well?
No, I don't have. I haven't had any companies or organizations seeking my help right now. With that, what I usually get is someone, like say from IBM, or an individual coming in to talk to me about something that's going on in the workplace, or Tyco, or some of the larger corporations. I not only deal with the individuals to answer your question. I would be open to going to a corporation and putting together something for them. The opportunity hasn't presented itself. But I also will have families that I will get together and facilitate some sort of conversation happening. Like a student who was getting ready to go off to college, mom wants him to go one place, dad wants him to go to another place, he wants to go to a third place, and nobody's right. Happy. And so it's like, okay, let's talk about that. What's the pull in all of the directions? So I've had quite a few things like that, reconciling what's going on with mom, meaning grandma. What can we do to help grandma? What are we going to be doing? And everybody weighs in with that. Or someone who has had a life-altering change in their health issue. And then the family still has a family identification, but not just totally organized around the health issue.
Right. Right. And as you say, all these things can, very important things, and that the first one that you said scared me. I was like thinking about, like you're talking about, like, mother wants the kid to go to a specific college, the father wants him to go somewhere else, and the kid wants him to go to the third place. And right now I'm vibing with the kid, because I'm telling you, if he doesn't go to the college he wants to, you're wasting your money, mommy and daddy.
This is true, but usually what happens is when they sit down and everybody lays out the reasons why. Right. And then they listen to the actual student and the why they're choosing the college that they want to choose, and then everybody starts looking at that. It's really interesting. There's three components that goes into any kind of effective communication, whether it's put it out there, you'll either get it, or you won't get it, or you'll get a compromise. And that usually what happens. A compromise does come to the forefront and rises to the top, something that everyone can live with.
Right. Because it's kind of, It's definitely something that I feel like you would definitely need to compromise. But I'm always like scared, like, what if you don't talk about things, and what if you make the wrong decisions? And, you know, there are so many things that, are a factor there. And it was so funny, because when you're talking about when you do have like people coming from like the big companies, etc., are they 9 out of 10 times coming for themselves, or are they coming to you to talk about an issue with like a coworker, or are they coming to you for advice on how to deal and communicate with other members in the company?
Yes, yes, and yes. All of what you have mentioned, because when you're dealing with a company, you're going to have issues between coworkers. Mm-hmm. Someone coming in, just as simple as changing an office, can cause a problem and a breakdown in communication. A new boss, a shakeup in the routine of how things were done before, and what's being asked, and then how to navigate it. Even though you're familiar with your job, there are new aspects, and believe that or not, people have a problem sometimes, and I don't like to use the problem. They have situations will arise where, you know, everybody wants change, or they think they want change, until change happens, and then it's like, what am I going to do with this? So that's usually what comes in when people come to me that come from the larger corporations or organizations. And then we talk about that, and then we go into, you know, how does this person communicate to you? What are their words that they use all the time? Listening to that, then you can join them if they use words like, believe it or not, that it's like, that's a good way for you to make entry into how they talk, believe it or not, you know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And it's funny because, communication, and I'm just thinking for a second here. I was working, back in March over in NYC, and I was hosting a live, show there where I was interviewing people from IBM and several other companies for Legal Week. And it was funny because for one of the companies that I was interviewing the head of Europe, and I then went over and I had to interview the person who was working in IT, and this person was like, didn't know what to say, and it was because their communication skills was not like as good as the head of the company. Do you know what I'm trying to say? The person who was the head of the company could articulate, and he could talk properly for like 15 hours about it. And then this person in IT was like, just like, because they knew what they were doing. They were like, you know, the top of the company for that side of it. But to articulate it was just a completely different ball game for them.
Well, they're used to, and that's a good point. There's within companies and within departments, and even within our own family, we have a special language that people from the outside don't understand. That's a perfect example of what you just described, where IT has their own language. Now, if you get a bunch of IT people there, the conversation will flow back and forth. But then when they're trying to articulate that and explain, it becomes difficult. So it's like doing a little bit of homework to say, okay, you know, what are the catchwords? What are the catchphrases? What do they mean when IT people are talking about, whatever they're talking about? I don't know that much about IT. I would have to look at it. So that it gets some sort of language. I remember a quote a long time ago when I was back in college where a professor said, remember that language is power and power is language. And that always stuck with me. And so it's like, so learning the different languages and the idiosyncratic meanings of words within that, like, the IT company or the legal company, you know, when you, people where they're talking about the legal department, learning those words that go back and forth, and what do they mean, the different meanings.
Absolutely. You know what? And that's one of those things. It always shows that you've done your homework and you're trying to keep up with you know, technology and everything that's going on. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our half hour for today. But just to remind everyone that our conversation, our topic today was effective communication. And our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Dr. Martha Latt, and she is a senior psychotherapist and life and relationship coach from Boca Raton. Please go and send her an email. The email address is latz2000@aol.com. That's latz2000@aol.com. You can also give her a call. The phone number is 561-300-4066. Again, 561-300-4066. Thank you so very much for being with us again this afternoon, Dr. Latt. It's been an absolute pleasure as always, and I cannot wait until our next show.
Thank you, Muriel. I enjoyed it too, and I can't wait for our next show too.
Thank you.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.